at least 33 banks, 46 insurance companies, and 17 mutual funds based on Islamic finance principles are working in Indonesia. Now, Southeast Asia's economic powerhouse and home to the largest Muslim population in the world.
In Indonesia, Sharia banking assets are growing at rates never seen before in any other parts of the world. Banking assets grew about 47% to $11.14 billion in 2010.
Transactions are done like regular banks here in Bank Syariah Mandiri Jakarta, one of the biggest Syariah commercial banks in the country, with up to 530 branches scattered across the country. And like most banks, Syariah commercial banks also advertise their products through the internet, instituting internet and mobile banking while offering similar financial services and additional products that offer more benefits to Muslims and non-Muslim customers.
At first, I opened an account for business reasons. But then I realized that when I owe money to pay my house, I don't have to pay for any additional interest. And because it's Islamic, I feel at peace because it's not riba.
Expecting to pass similar Sharia banking law, the Ugandan Central Bank has recently sent delegates to learn about the success of Islamic finance in Indonesia. Uganda plans to open the first Sharia bank in 2012.
Yeah, we are very optimistic about the growth of the Islamic bank in Indonesia. We know that until now, the market share of the Islamic banks has only reached more than 3%. So we have to see that this growth will be very, very big because we have to grow more than 50% every year. So we are very optimistic that the growth of Islamic Bank for 2011, more than 50% also.
Growing at an accelerating rate, more conventional banks have started to consider opening their own Sharia counterparts, moving to Islamic finance as another alternative to expand. Adi Zandri, Press TV, Jakarta.